Pocoyo, Pato, and Ellie. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Ah, it's a dressing-up box. So, what do you think you'd like to do today? Do any of you know?
Dressing up.
Ah, yes. What a good idea.
Story, story.
What's that? You would like me to tell a story? And you will all pretend to be the characters. Oh, that would be great fun. And I think it's safe to say that, I'm rather a good storyteller. You all get ready now. Once upon a time, in a far-off kingdom, there lived a brave young prince. Oh dear.
Wait.
The prince is the one who has a crown. Can any of you tell me which one of our friends is the prince?
Pocoyo!
Yes, it's Pocoyo. Sorry, boys. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Now, this young prince was called Prince Pocoyo.
Hooray!
And he was very brave. And very handsome. And strong. Oh, and tall, of course.
Yes.
But this prince wasn't alone in his kingdom.
Oh, no.
There was also a beautiful elephant princess who had... No birds. Thank you, baby bird. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she was without doubt the sweetest and most charming creature in the universe. So dainty and beautiful and... strong.
Yes, well that's very impressive, Ellie. I must say, this isn't quite the story I was expecting to tell.
But I think a weightlifting princess will work out very well indeed. Now, where were we? Yes. This delicate and dainty elephant princess loved the prince. And the prince loved her. Ah, this isn't going so badly after all. But she was desperately sad because she couldn't go out to play with Prince Pocoyo because a crazy duck would not let her. He was a cruel and crazy... Come on. Oh, do come on, Pato. You're supposed to be the baddie. Look, I promise you, you can be the prince next time. All right? Please? I promise. Good. So, this crazy duck was really cruel and crazy. More crazy? Just a little bit more crazy, Pato. Ah, that's perfect. Thank you, Pato. So, when he saw the young prince approaching, he decided to frighten him away forever with his fierce, terrifying, fire-breathing dragon. Yes!
who jumped towards the prince and started to kiss him. Oh dear. But, after this, the crazy duck was so furious, he sent his best warrior, the sleeping knight, and his terrible army. Hello again, baby bird. This time, Prince Pocoyo was surrounded. No escape. What could he do? Invite them all to a picnic? Why, I ask. And to have a little sleep in his bed? But Crazy Duck was really angry with him, so angry that he started to water his plants. And the Elephant Princess went for a ride on her scooter. Ellie, but this is not a... And Prince Pocoyo played in his car, and the Crazy Duck bought himself a canary, and... Oh, wait a moment. Now I get it. Yes. Once upon a time, there were some great friends who just love playing together. What a wonderful story. Hooray for stories. And hooray for Pocoyo. Bye-bye. See you soon.